Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right to it. I am very excited, as you all know. We have with us today Hall of Famer Rod Carew, 1977 Most Valuable Player in the American League, seven-time batting champion. He hit 388 in 77. I'm wearing his shirt, 3053. That's how many hits he had in his career. Rod, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate that too.
Absolutely. And the first thing I'll say is anybody out there, nice t-shirts on rodcarew.com. He's got a couple of them. And one of them has the saying, I think, shift this on
yeah,
it. So
right.
Explain to me.
I shift.
Yes. Explain to me your thoughts on the shift.
Well, I'm not crazy about it. I don't think that the outfielders or the infielders should go out past the grass on the infield, you know, to make that shift. I think they should stay like on the grass, maybe 5 feet off the grass. But it's crazy. I think it's forcing some hitters that aren't making the adjustments to, you know, still pull the ball. They don't want to go the other way. And that's what I used to do my whole career. Wherever the pitch was, that's where I'm going to hit it.
Rod Carew joining us on 95.7 The Game. Greatest hitter I've ever seen in my lifetime. Rod, I mean, you know all your numbers. When you were growing up, had you grown up, let's say, in this era, do you think coaches would have tried to change your swing? Was there any talk back in the, you know, the 70s about launch angle and things like that?
No, not at all. Just about pulling the ball. And the first coach I had in the big leagues, Jim Lamon, he wanted me to pull the ball more. And I said, well, if I'm hitting 350 going up the middle in left field, you know, why should I change that and create bad habits by rolling over and hitting ground balls? I said, if we have a hit and run and the ball is on the inside part of the plate, I'm going to try and pull it. But I said, I'm not going to go up there and, you know, try and pull everything like most guys are trying to do today.
Rod, I told my partner, and he knows, I love baseball. I grew up on it. I watch it every night. But, Rod, I got to be honest, I'm mad at it. And I'm mad at it that I'm seeing guys in the starting lineup batting 180, these three true outcomes to where all we care about is a home run, strikeout, or a walk. There's no shame in the striking out three times. When you watch today's baseball, Rod, can you share with us what you think? And it's changed.
I'm disgusted.
Oh.
Disgusted with a lot of hitters, you know, they're more comfortable in striking out than trying to get a base hit the other. And left-handed hitters, they leave that left side way open. Guys don't even try to bunt anymore. I guess it's not important. So I don't watch too many of the games. I watch the Twins a lot because I still work for them. But I'm just crazy that no one is taking advantage of the other side of the infield when the shift is on.
That was well said. Let me ask you this, because I'm on record as saying, you know, in the inner cities, baseball to me is dying, and we can relive the history in baseball to where minorities and the Negro leagues, you know, we weren't allowed to play. But now that's not the case. But I feel like, you know, among young black men, baseball has become boring. And it's not because baseball doesn't want them to play. To me, Rod, what can baseball do to get those players back or make its sport popular? Is there anything?
Well, you know, MLB has different places where kids can go and learn. And the kids are more interested in basketball and football. Yeah. Now, and to me, it's crazy because, you know, you don't have to be a big guy or a tall guy to play the game of baseball. You play it because you have, you know, heart. You know, but if you're going to play football, you better be big and you better be strong and take the beating. Baseball, it's all from the heart, you know, learning to play the game. And it's just, you know, you don't see it in college baseballs also.
Mm. Rod Carew joining us. Go ahead, Rod.
I'm disgruntled with that.
Rod Carew joining us on 95.7 The Game. Seven-time AL batting champion. Hit .388 in 1977, his MVP season. Man. Hey, Rod, is this something I remember that is factual or not factual about you? Did you used to move in the batter's box at times when a pitcher was in his windup?
Yeah, because I would see the infielders moving also. You know, so there are times that I would see them move and I'd try to go that way. Because if I hit the ball that way and it's maybe three or four steps out of the reach, they're not going to get me out. Even if they made an exceptional play, then they have to throw me out at first base. But it's something that I don't know. I just had that uncanny feeling, you know, and it worked for me. So, I try to do, Matt, is I always try to read the ball coming out of the pitcher's hands. And that dictates to me where I'm going to hit it.
Well, because, you know, planting that back foot in the batter's box is like one of the most fundamentally sound things that used to get taught. And that's why you not doing that and being one of the greatest hitters always, you know, kind of fascinated me.
Yeah, well, you know, in today's game, batting averages doesn't count.
Ugh.
You know, stealing bases don't count. You start a runner off at second base with nobody out, and players don't know how to get those runners over to third with nobody out. And, you know, there's so many different ways you can score from third to win a game by pass ball or whatever, you know, to score that winning run, but they don't do it. They just go up there and they try to swing at, you know, the pitches. If it's outside, they're going to go the other way with it. I mean, left-handers always seem to want to go the other way instead of trying to pull the ball to get the guy over to third. So it's just crazy, you know. The analytics of today's game is just crazy.
I'm with you, Rod. You are preaching. Hey, we all appreciate what you've done in your career and the batting averages and what went into that. That was science. And we got a pool going on. Who was the most difficult pitcher Rod Carew faced? Do you got a couple you could share with us?
Yeah. You know, Rudy May was one of the guys that I had trouble with.
Former Baltimore Oriole?
He hit the ball well. He was left-handed. And he hit the ball well, and I didn't do too good against him. And then I finally asked Gene Mauch to play me against him in New York, and Gene looked at me and he says, "Do you know what you're hitting against this guy?" I said, "Skip, I'm going to get three hits tonight." You know, which I did. You know, I bunted for a base hit. I hit a ball to left field, and I hit a ball up the middle, and I ended up tonight, I think, going 3 for 4. So every time I go back to the dugout, Gene Mauch would always laugh. And from then on, I started playing more against Rudy May. But he's the one guy that had my number.
Mm. Ron Guidry?
Guidry was tough, too. But Guidry didn't hide the ball as much as the other guy.
Rudy May.
As Rudy May. You know, and it came out of his hands at the last minute. Guidry, you know, I picked the ball well up off of him, and I used to enjoy hitting against him because of the good fastball that he had and the slider that he had. So it was tough, but, you know, I rather played against him than play against Rudy May.
Gotcha. Rod Carew joining us. And wow. I just got to keep picking your brain on this. Rod, of course, was a lefty. Did any righties give you trouble?
Mike Bodiger.
He remembers.
The Baltimore Oriole?
Yeah, he didn't throw hard. And he would throw me, you know, like 10 curveballs in a row. And I was just sitting on his fastball. I wasn't going to let him get me out with a fastball. And every time he threw his fastball, I'd hit it hard someplace. But he threw me that breaking stuff, and I waited, and tried to pull, and then I got myself in a lot of trouble. So I just sat on the fastball and took the breaking ball.
Wow.
Who would have thought? How about, now, did you ever face Gibson or Koufax in an All-Star game?
No, I faced them in spring training.
Okay. What do you remember?
Yeah, the first time I faced him, it was in St. Petersburg. And, you know, when I went up to the plate, there was a big hole where my left foot, I'd put my left foot. So I kept, trying to fill it up. And he's yelling at me from the mound. And McCarver's sitting back there saying to me, "Rook, get in the batter's box." And I'm like, "I can't stand in this hole." And Gibson kept yelling the first two pitches. He tried to drill me. The third pitch, he tried to drill me. And then he walked me. And then I was going down to first base, and he kind of ambered over towards the line. He says, "Don't even try stealing." I walked back to the mound. So I said, "Okay."
Hey, Rod, I wanted to ask you this question because you played before and after free agency. How do you think that's affected Major League Baseball?
Well, I think it has tremendously. Even though, you know, we fought for a lot of stuff for the kids today to get and appreciate, the main thing that we went on strike for was things that they'd given us, and they wanted to take it away, you know. And, you know, we weren't going to accept that. And thank God Kurt Flood stood up to the system and was able to, and Marvin Miller, and they were able to help us get, you know, what we want in the contracts and stuff like that.
Rod Carew joining us on 95.7 The Game. Rod, we're only going to keep you a few more minutes. I know.
That's okay.
Because I got one for him, Donnie.
What do you think of Shohei Ohtani?
Well, I'll tell you, I love him. He's a good player, and he's doing things today that you didn't see players doing back in the day, you know. And he's on a consistent roll. He runs well. He takes the extra base, and he's got some pop from right field to left field. So, you know, he uses the old field to hit also, but he's good. Really good.
We were having some fun before you hopped on, and I asked my partner, if your life depended on it, bases loaded, two outs, you got one batter. It can't be you, Rod, because your name came up. Who would
I had you? I had you, Rod.
And he's probably, we all had you, but who would you send up? Who would Rod Carew send up to the plate in that situation?
Well, not me, not Barry Bonds. Because Barry was just devastating, you know, in situations like that. And that's why he received so many ball fours.
Oh,
he was loaded.
Wow.
Get what you're saying.
You know, they'd rather score one run than let the guy score four. But, you know, I would rather have a slugger hitting when the bases are full. because he's got one thing in mind, and that's to hit something out of the ballpark. I would rather let a line drive hitter be up there because he's just trying to hit the ball hard someplace and not going to lift in the ball. And that's what I think is really messing a lot of young hitters up today. You know, they're not being themselves. They're being what the analytics say about, you know, taking pitches. And I've seen so many guys, even with the bases loaded, they're up there looking for curveballs and changeups, and they forgot the number one pitch. They forget the number one pitch that they can hit, and that's the fastball. And they're taking that pitch with 3-2, and, you know, it's just crazy.
Let me ask
the
you.
The analytics, I think, has really ruined this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really agree with you. I wanted to ask you, did you ever get a chance to just talk hitting with the late, great Tony Gwynn?
Oh, Tony and I were really good friends, yeah. Spent a lot of time together, and we had the same ideas about hitting.
Wow.
He would question me, and I would question him, you know. And
what would a question be like in that conversation, Rod?
What's that? Well, he always told me that I was the greatest. I was better than him, and I said, Tony, forget it, man. I said, you know, we're both the same. You know, we're really good hitters. We think. We understand what hitting is all about. And we just took it, you know, took it that way. Today, I still work for the Twins, and I go to spring training with them. And I never go to the hitting meetings because it's all about analytics. And I just don't believe in it.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you wonder why the sport is, you know, a mess right now, Rod. I get it. I'm with you.
Let me just ask you lastly, as long as we're talking about some former teammates, you know, during that 77, I don't even know if you've heard of these games, Rod, but I used to play Stratomatic. I used to play APA. I used to play long, but all these games. And
yeah,
in 77, when you hit 388, you had a teammate by the name of Lyman Bostock on that team.
Yeah.
And he ended up going to California.
Great upcoming guy.
Pardon me?
He was a great upcoming player who was shot. You know? But he was on his way to being a great player.
Yeah, and you played with him in Minnesota and then also in California. Was that just a coincidence?
Well, you know, I wasn't a free agent, so the Twins traded me there the year after he left, after he was shot. But before that, he used to tell me, Rod, you got to come out here. Gene Autry is a great owner, and he respects his players. And so when it was time for me to leave the Twins, they asked me which teams I would, you know, like to go to. So I said, you know, the Angels. I didn't want to go to New York because New York wanted me also. But,
that's right.
You know, I didn't think that I could handle the craziness that was going on in New York. So I came out here and I was comfortable. And I enjoyed myself. I still live in California today, and I'm still enjoying myself.
That's right. I mean, that's right. That I do remember the Yankees wanted you during the Bronx Zoo right around that time,
right?
76.
Oh, the Giants.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
Rod, we had one of the fans ask, how did the pro scouts find Rod Carew?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, my senior year, I went out because I didn't play the 2 years when I came to this country. I, you know, grew up in Panama.
Right.
And so my godmother brought me here. And, you know, actually Spanish is my first language. So I had to learn English. And she made it where I had to learn it perfectly.
Mm.
So I couldn't play baseball at all. And this friend of mine took me out. He was that I went to school with, and he was playing on a Sandlot team. And his dad was like a bird dog scout for the Twins. And he watched me every day I would play and recommended me to the Twins. And I said, after my class graduated, I said, okay, because it's something that I was looking forward to, playing pro ball 1 year. And, growing up, I was an abused child. My dad used to just beat the heck out of me. And I told him that one day, I'm going to get to the big leagues, and I'm going to show you what a little punk I am. He didn't like that.
Right.
I did it all for my mom because, mothers take care of their kids and they do everything, for us. So I was lucky when she was able to see my first game and come out and cheer for me. And she had this big smile after the game. And that was it.
Beautiful.
Rod.
Yep.
Listen, thank you so much for joining us. I just grew up a baseball fan, and you were right in the heart of it. So I just loved watching you hit. Thank you so much for joining us. RodCarew.com. They got some good merchandise.
Legend.
You have a newsletter too now, I believe.
Yeah, we do a newsletter, and I'm making sure that I can get people to write in votes for Dave Parker. Because he's a special man. I mean, I know what he's going through today. So I just keep saying that, let's try and get Dave Parker in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely. Rod Carew, thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
All right. One of the greatest hitters of all time.
Man, and the takeaway is so much great. He called you Matt.
He did.
Some people on YouTube called it out too. He called you Matt.
Yeah.
He's wow, man. And then the stuff with his dad.
See,
you never know, man. Yeah. That's incredible, man.
I
appreciate old school.
I was going to ask him this, but I kind of didn't want it to go in this direction. Like he said, because people were like, ask who he thinks is a good hitter now. Well, he said he didn't watch the games. He says he doesn't.
That hurt me.
Like, so if Rod Carew's not watching, why would a casual fan kind of not
and
watch?
His word was disgusted. And it's real. Right. It's like the baseball's Joan Rivers. Quit trying to make yourself over. All these. That's why I keep saying golf is just.
It's just never going to go back, though.
He hit 388. And him and Tony Gwynn, what was that conversation like? Two lefties.
Well, that's interesting because, and I don't think it was humility. He does think Gwynn was a better hitter.
I believe
than him.
It, but they were.
I mean, I guess Gwynn hit what, 340?
Oof. Good God.
Rod struggled to 3.
But now chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about a single.
Yeah. Rod Carew.
Called you Matt.
7-time batting champion.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
That's
fun. That is fun for me.
It felt like we knew him, I swear, man.
I don't think there's any reason why once a week we shouldn't do an interview with someone like that, especially in the summer. Once a week.
Can you help me? I know we're up against
next week, Ferguson Jenkins.
There you go.
I'll tell you who we won't get. Bob Gibson.
Look at him.
He doesn't do interviews.
I heard he cut somebody out when they called. It was here.
Oh, my gosh.
It was when they
were
playing the Cardinals, the Giants, in the playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think who that producer
who
was.
Who got my – how you –
he
Whoa.
Was so pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, was Bob Gibson mad.
Help
Somebody
me with his answer
number.
On Barry.
Well, hold it real quick.
Okay.
Oh, his answer with Barry was I wouldn't want Barry up with the bases loaded because they'd walk him.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking home run.
So Barry was his real answer.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, essentially.
How was Dave Parker, by the way, to Rod Carew's point? How is he not in the Hall of Fame? Look at this guy's numbers.
Man,
it's unreal.
I didn't realize he wasn't in the Hall of Fame.
I wonder what that episode with the cocaine in the late 70s, if that had if that has something to do with it, because he was a part of that. But who wasn't? But Spadoni, the numbers, man. I mean, he did it all. And a World Series champ.
Two-time, MVP, 290 career average, 2,700 hits, 339 home runs, almost 1,500 RBIs.
Wow,
like that's
man.
The gold standard,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And also maybe the best arm in the history of baseball.
All-star game.
unbelievable arm from right field. Nobody ran on him ever. Hey, coming up on the other side, we got some breaking NBA news. We got a trade in the NBA I'll tell you about on the other side. And yeah, you know what? He's a pretty good player. This guy's the – how about this? I'm going to tease it this way. One NBA team has just traded their best player to another team. Would you agree that – would you agree that, Spunner?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. That's what I'm going to tell you about. Want the news without the noise? News Nation is news for all America, reporting all sides. No spin and no agendas. Go to newsnationnow.com/join us to find News Nation on your television provider.
Look at that butt.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's give away two more tickets to the California Classic right off the bat. Caller number 4-844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. Wins a pair of tickets to the July 2nd game at the California Classic. That's the Chase Center. You get to see Moses Moody and a lot of upcoming stars for the Kings, Lakers, Heat, and Golden State Warriors. All right, Goo. It's been a big trade.
And I don't know what it is.
Are you serious? You don't know.
I swear to you. On my kids.
All right.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news. Brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. The Atlanta Hawks are trading Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round picks to the San Antonio Spurs for DeJounte Murray.
Wow. If you're a Hawk fan, why would they let – there's nothing I don't like about his game. Oh, my goodness. And what do you think Pop and company could have been?
They're tanking.
Again?
Of course. What else could they be? Gallinari's 38. They get some first-round picks.
Wow,
somebody's telling me about this French kid, Wembanyama. Did I say it right?
That they just drafted?
No, I think he's going to be in next year's draft. And he's supposed to be the real
Murray
deal.
Murray with the Hawks.
Yeah.
What is your first thought when you saw that? Murray's a baller, Stoddy.
Knowing things like I know it.
Because you got inside
info. The Hawks just took on a lot of luxury tax money. I know that, because they're going to have to – he's either paid or he's going to get paid.
But the product on the court.
You would think he'd fit well with Trey Young. We'll see. It also tells me that Trey Young's – they're going to try to get him to play off the ball more like Curry. Can't have the ball in your hands.
And he, unlike Dame – and this is no – I love Dame and I love James. Y'all know that Harden. Mm-hmm. I think he can do it easier than those two guys.
Oh, he better be, because he's smaller. Yeah,
that's okay. But
you know ATL. What? He ain't never going to do it as well as Steph.
Nobody will, Steiny.
Well, don't say that.
I'm still on the rock.
I mean, you can make a case that Havlicek moved without the ball better than Curry. I'm just saying.
I just wish I
could
not go
take
watch.
Anything away from Steph. That's what Draymond does.
McGee, are you ready for that improv, man? And if I'm correct, our old boss had a roast when he was leaving. I think you went on stage. I was on the weekends just then, so they didn't have me do nothing.
I
think you got on the mic.
I did. I know Gallinari's not 38. He's 34.
Gallinari.
Although, I thought I would have guessed he was older than Curry. Wouldn't you?
I like Gallinari. Eh. That body. I mean, he was a problem.
Yeah. 7 years ago. He's not as... doesn't shoot it as well as he used to.
What's popped? Yeah, you said they're tanking.
Clearly.
And I was watching the Aces, and I kept thinking,
where are they? I mean,
why is my girl not coaching the Spurs, Becky? Like, Pop, it's a wrap. Maybe. I love you, Pop, and what you... That would have been so dope for her to take over. Anyway.
Yeah, 707, I believe this. From what I heard over the weekend, Spurs don't view Murray as a max salary player. I could believe that. He's good.
But he's a piece.
Right, but what if he says, I want max money,
all right, well, then,
and you're like, you're just a piece.
Yeah.
You're not.
I got you.
So there, okay. Warriors get a break. Spurs getting worse.
Can I share something with you?
I hope you would. There was a lull there.
I'm going with producer E. to this classic, and I came in this morning just assuming from what I heard the streets that Wiseman was going to play. Kind of bummed out.
Yeah, I can see that.
But as long as he can come for the summer league. And forget summer league, long as he's ready for the start of the season. How about that? How about that?
Yeah, Wiseman not playing in the California Classic. Boy. Here's one for you, Guru. This is for you. Because I said Parker had a great Dave. Was Dave Parker's arm better than Roberto Clemente's?
No, it wasn't. And that's I wanted to go there, and I thought, you're going, Guru, you're doing the Pirate stuff. I was going to ask him.
No, that's why I'm asking
I'm
you.
Sure he, from Panama, he's seen Roberto play, but Stoney, that dude, and again, this is why I love you, and you probably love me
sure.
when I come down this. You were watching a doc last night. Was it what was it?
On the bubonic plague?
Yeah, I was like, damn, we living in it, but how was that?
It's fascinating.
And I thought to myself, just like you
went... called the Black Death, Black Plague.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How long?
Last hundreds and hundreds of years.
Dude. Yeah, I would. Right before bed,
wiped
I could
out
do it.
Like a third of Europe.
Dude.
In the.
And had to. What was the remedy? What it just.
Well, it came from rats.
What?
But there was,
quite
frankly, in the United States, Japanese were scapegoated as
what
the people who primarily got it. That ended up being wrong, but they, it was all bad, bro.
Netflix, Prime?
I had one of those, yeah.
Well,
I mean, devastated Europe.
Wow, how'd you find that?
I studied a little bit in school.
No, how did you find that it was out?
Oh, I do searches on weird things like
that's just like
I'm a big fan of Antarctica.
Yeah.
And the Inuits. So I'll just type in Inuit and then you click it and trying to think what else.
The reason I brought that up is you mentioned Havlicek. I wish I could go watch.
You can.
Wilt 100-point game.
Well, I don't think you can watch that, but you can go on and get.
What about the Suns and Celtics? The triple. The you they say the be best able, game
you
ever.
You probably can watch. You can definitely watch that whole game,
dude. It used to be dark
YouTube.
In there, like the Lakers used to. Like
it's fun. I do that a lot.
But that game won't be. You think that game will be?
You know what I've done a lot?
What?
You know, how sick is this? think I don't like Larry Bird.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'll go, like, in some of his later years, like, he had a game against Portland I looked at. It was like triple over whatever. So I'm like, oh, that's right. He had 46, 19, and I'll go watch it. You just plug in the Celtics entirety. And the date, and it starts to come up, and then
I was doing that the other week, Steiny. It was some random Kobe game in 2013 at Oracle. Steph was super scrawny. It was so funny looking back. Darrell Wright had like 25.
It's incredible.
Kobe had like a three in like the last 10 seconds to ice it. It was just, watch the whole thing.
There was a game Kobe played against the Warriors. I want to say it might have been the game where Jameson and him both had 50
in the same game.
And he had a tip in to
from
send
the free throw line off a missed
like
free
that.
Throw.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My son, he loves Steph, rightfully so, but I'll put on Kings and Lakers, the Western Conference Finals, and Kobe doing his thing. It just ain't HD, but I'm like, watch this boy.
See, I like going back a little further, but that doesn't mean...
Well, I was just trying to introduce him to the Mamba.
Oh, I got you. Why don't you introduce him to Bird?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why The Last Dance was so cool, though.
Oh, is it about that, huh? Okay.
Pippen... Oh, stop. Okay. I was about to do a drive-by on Scotty. I feel better today, man.
Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to be at Chase Center this weekend.
Man!
Scottie will be there.
How'd this book do?
Let's go to Jim. Jim's on Treasure Island. Probably not anymore, and that's the joke.
My spot.
Hey, Jim, how you doing, man?
Oh, here I am.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I wanted to talk to you about my Rod Carew story.
Cool.
And anyway, so I was put on hold. I was at the A's Coliseum when Rod Carew was playing, and so was Reggie Jackson. Reggie was playing for the A's. Or was he playing for the Angels? I don't know. One of the two. Reggie Jackson hit a foul ball that I was fortunate to get. So they were playing, and it was the last game of the series. So they were flying back to Los Angeles, and I wanted Reggie to sign the baseball. So I went down to try to get him to sign the baseball on the bus. They said, no, you better to meet him at the airport because they're flying back tonight. So I went over to the airport and I'm walking in there and I'm looking, where's Reggie? Well, Reggie may not be coming tonight because he sometimes spends the night in the Bay Area. Anyway, he didn't come. So I talked to one of the guys, and it was Rod Carew. Rod Carew was apparently playing for them, too. So Reggie walks in, and I go up to him, and he gives me one of these, you know, stay away from me kind of things with his arm. I guess he would like that. And anyway, so he didn't sign it. But I did get Rod Carew to sign it, and I'm very happy. I don't have the baseball anymore. I gave it to my relative who's younger than me, and that's my story.
Yeah, wow. Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, Reggie wasn't so nice.
Oh, Reggie, yeah. Gosh, Reggie,
that's
man.
That's right. Reggie, that makes sense.
One of the best candy bars Reggie ever.
That's actually not true.
It was better than a Snicker.
It was not a bad candy bar. But let me tell you what gets you can't. Candy bars that shape do not work.
It was like a 100 grand.
No, 100 grand is the long thing, like a marathon.
Yeah, but it's broken in two.
No.
That's what the Reggie bar was like.
Was like a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have that. That's a cookie.
Dude, it went to caramel and the nuts.
I'm not saying it wasn't it wasn't
and
good.
And I do appreciate you saying it wasn't bad, but it was better than just,
that was good.
Okay,
it was good, but I'm convinced that
Reggie.
You can't challenge Hershey, Snickers, you can't challenge Three Musketeers unless it's a bar. That's what it's got. Candy bar.
It was a circle.
It's not a candy cookie. Candy round, candy circle. Basic Kev's back. Let's hope his line's better. What's up, Basic?
Cut off earlier, y'all. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? The
it's all good, baby.
But look. So this is the question, right? So you know how Draymond, you know, been saying, you know, KD, you know, this and that, you know, we needed him. And I kind of agree with the notion, you know, that it would have been different. But my question, I kind of want to hear what you guys think about it, Steiny, especially, you know, like, look, if we had got somebody lesser than KD but more than Harrison Barnes, would we still have been able to win the title? I'll take the answer off the air, y'all.
He was, because I was put the right on the table. He wanted to hear your thought. He said especially, and he caught himself.
Can we repeat the question for him?
I can't remember.
I actually was...
He wanted your thoughts.
I got to be honest with you. This is going to be... I'm so sorry.
You were on the phone?
No, I was thinking about Rod.
Man!
But what was the question?
I'll dream of Rod. Had they got... Yeah,
I dream of Rod.
Yeah, he turned me... Yeah.
What was the question?
He was basically asking if you thought that Kevin Durant was necessary for the 17 chips the way that Draymond did. If they could have won without him, basically.
You didn't ask me. I'll never resign to that. When you were up 3-1 in the finals, producer Ian Spadoni, I will never resign to the fact that that team couldn't have got back. Broussard was saying this. Dude, I see these guys talk. I'm like, that should be me. But don't tell me, and I'm not going, don't tell me it was just a mandate that they couldn't get back and their psyche was going to be crumbled. Had they not got Durant and ran it back, they would have been a player to go get revenge.
So
shout out Kevin Costner.
Sure. Yeah. Would have been a player.
But you don't think then that what Draymond said a couple nights ago on the podcast, that the league hadn't figured them out, which he said they did.
Which is the what's the thing to say that'll make Steph look the best? That's what I want to say now.
But why?
Well, and also that him laughing off like the notion that the Rockets like couldn't have beat them.
You know, I disagree with
I'm
that.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Spadoni, that's where they had him down 3-2
exactly
with Kevin Durant.
Yes,
and down 11 and a half in games. Why am I voice down? In game seven,
it's 27 straight threes.
That's when he lost me too, Stani.
27.
Well, why did you stop at 12? You went John Starks like twice.
Because it was their
lemon
philosophy.
Booty. That was lemon booty. Team-wise.
Steiny, the guy's question was, if the Warriors got someone better than Barnes but lesser than KD, would we have won? Oh, I get what you're saying. I mean, I didn't think Wiggins was going to be good enough to get it done, like in the Barnes role.
What about...
In fact, when Wiggins got here, the knock on him was that, you know, Barnes is better at guard. Barnes was very good. Listen, Harrison Barnes, I get it. Not every Warrior fan liked it, but his ability to defend... The four position was one of the things that allowed the Warriors to play small with Draymond at five.
And you know what?
Can you please turn your mic on?
I'm so excited.
Why would that you turn your mic off?
Me and Rado do it every now and then. But I was talking to Spadoni. I have something I want you and the listeners to hear, and I'm about to run through this window because, to me, this guy has nailed everything about the essence of Steph Curry. Spadoni, can you go ahead?
Think about this, America. Think about this, Shady. What has Kevin Durant done for any basketball player that they couldn't have done for themselves? As opposed to what has Steph Curry done for basketball players that they couldn't have done for themselves? I'll start with Steph Curry. Steph Curry made Draymond Green, Klay Thompson first ballot Hall of Famers. Steph Curry got Harrison Barnes a $100 million deal. Steph Curry got Kevin Durant two finals trophies. I'm not talking about the MVPs. Obviously, Kevin Durant did that for himself. Steph Curry made Steve Kerr the third winningest person associated with basketball in the history of the Basketball Association, behind only Phil Jackson and Bill Russell. Think about what Steph Curry did for Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala was over the hill past his prime, but Andre Iguodala becomes a finals MVP. Let's talk right now about Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins goes from being a top five bust of the modern generation to a top five two-way player. Think about what Steph Curry has done for everybody. But think about what Kevin Durant has done for people. Kevin Durant hasn't done anything for somebody they couldn't have done for themselves. Kyrie Irving got a ring. Wasn't with KD. James Harden got a league MVP. Russell Westbrook, league MVP. Wasn't with KD. KD hasn't actually done anything to enhance anybody's greatness. When you want to talk about all-time greats, it's how great can you make those around you. Steph Curry has cemented his passing of Kevin Durant on the all-time list, not just because Steph Curry is great, but Slick, because Steph Curry has made everybody around him greater.
Emmanuel Acho on Speak for Yourself, and you don't
you
like
tell
it,
me that's coming.
Yeah, but you
the
don't.
The hell was that?
You don't. It was game.
Is it not my
it
show
was game.
Anymore? Are we not
it was
sharing?
Our show.
I mean, God, you didn't even like. We have a rundown, you
no,
know,
dude. You're,
just
hold on.
Pop
you
that on me.
You gotta learn to get spontaneous, Donnie. It's moving out
rigid.
Here. You can't be slow dancing.
Right, you want to hit the ship today?
No, I wanted you to respond to that.
Now, can you be spontaneous?
I want you to respond to that. It sounds like you don't like it.
No, it was just too long. I thought we were gonna go over. I was gonna have to stay longer. Here's what I would say. Yeah, okay. I'm not disagreeing with anything, but here's what KD got Westbrook. He got Westbrook to the finals. He got Westbrook to the Western. Russell Westbrook would have had, if Russell Westbrook never runs into Kevin Durant, he has no success as an NBA player.
So you're saying when, as young as they were, and Russ not having all the warts that he has now, that wasn't 50-50 to you?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, Steiny. That's harsh. At that juncture.
No.
Wow.
No.
That was really, truly 50-50 to me.
Well, then Durant wasn't as good as I think he is.
And maybe that's why they didn't win. Always,
look, Russell Westbrook, I don't want to say it. I mean, in a way, Russell Westbrook's kind of like Dwight Howard. He's just never gotten better. He came into the league as a phenomenal talent, and early in his career, but you know what? When he was getting triple-doubles, was he a better player? This is what I mean. If you put Steph Curry's numbers up this year with 2016, okay, I'll bet you the 2016 numbers are better. But I think Steph Curry was a better player this year all around than 2016. Russell Westbrook, okay?
Yeah.
When he was averaging triple-doubles, I don't think he was that good of a player.
And you're not by yourself, man.
He was just getting triple-doubles. He didn't get better.
We saw it. And I have nothing to that. But my thing to you about Steph, because I believe you're right. Westbrook,
he did get MVP without KD. And they finished sixth.
And that's when the rebounds were, you know, there was some stuff going on.
Rebounds. Go ahead.
No, just the fact that you think Steph might be better now than he was in 16. Anybody, like, that's just. That adds to. Okay, Jeremiah might be right when he says they can win the next three or four.
Who knows?
All right. Like, that's not far-fetched.
Who knows?
Curry don't have a cane. He ain't in a wheelchair, man.
Boy, you're still so mad at Draymond.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
See, you know, my book on partnership is coming out. It's not about what he said. It's about when and why he said it. That's all. That's like me coming to your funeral like, yeah, that dude owed me some bread. Like, oh, he was the greatest friend in the world.
I won't do that to you.
I thought you had ownership. I was like, where are you going? You're golfing, though, after.
When?
You made it.
No, I'm golfing. I golfed yesterday.
Shasky sent us both a tweet. Draymond, what did he say? Criticize everything except what he sees in the mirror. That was great.
It would have been more helpful to Shasky and us if you would have gotten it right. And without stuttering.
I can't believe you didn't like the Acho sound. I just wanted to take my shirt off. Like, preach.
I didn't like the whole presentation. You know,
sounded very scripted.
That's the guy who was a pro football player, right?
Right.
Yeah, he was auditioning for Broadway.
Exactly. He sounded like a 19-year-old fanboy.
$7 million home. Google that thing. Man,
he probably lives in the Bay. Big deal.
Dude,
half the Bay owns $7 million homes.
To be wealthy in San Francisco, uh-huh. I tweeted this out, yeah. You got to have $2.1 million.
I bet, yeah.
That's what? I don't want to
wait, know. Per year, you got to have it in the bank.
Per year.
Wait, say it again.
To be considered wealthy in San Francisco, the yearly annual income needs to be $6 million. What? I'm going to say What?
Well, yeah, to be considered wealthy.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't get a house for under, what, 1.5?
Where Steph lives.
So that mortgage right away is going to be, what, $8,000, $10,000 a month?
Bye-bye.
I don't want to go bye-bye. I'm kind of having fun now. All right. Whitey and Ratto next on 95.7 AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.